One of the most interesting things about this course, the Chi Power Plus course, is the fact that we've got many different methods built in within one course. You're not going to learn just one method. But in reality, if you want to get good at one particular method, you're probably going to want to do that method and hone down the skills that you have. Well, the first part that we just talked about, we talked about the breathing, and breathing encompasses the entire course. But we're going to be talking about two different types of chi manipulation. We're going to be talking about a surge of chi and a steady flow of chi. We just got done telling you a little bit about the steady flow, obviously, by using pushing away a straw, attracting something to you. That's what we would call a steady flow, where you're using that very metered breath in order to either bring something towards you or to push it away. Now what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk a little bit about exercises designed in order to surge the chi out. And a surge of chi out would be a reference of just, it's almost like the difference would be if you had a hose that was just, you know, pushing out water continually. That's a steady flow. And then the surge would be if the hose was just spitting the water out in short bursts. That's the difference between the chi as far as steady flow and surging the chi out. Now, the tension exercises are designed to help you individualize your joints and muscles so that they work independently from each other. And we know that as you start going through this, and as you do the exercises, it's not going to be the easiest exercise you do, because we know when the tape says to tighten up your right toe, your whole leg will most likely tighten. Well, what you need to do is, as you practice this regularly, you need to learn and concentrate on the parts of the body that we're talking about. You'll notice that the tension exercises are also related to the relaxation exercise. It's actually the same route that we use when you're doing a lying down meditation, is you're relaxing from the toes up. You can do relaxation from any level of the body. You could start from the head down to the feet, or you could go from the feet up to the head. And the same thing's true with the tension exercise, but we are taking the route from the toes on up. What you're going to find also with the tension exercises is that you're really going to improve your speed as you practice this exercise. It's because the tendons and muscles in your arms and your legs won't be slowing you down when you're doing any type of punching or kicking or other athletic abilities. When they're in a constricted type of state, you're going to notice that it's a lot slower. You know, keeping your body more relaxed is going to make you faster. But of course, what these tension exercises are also going to teach you to do is that you're going to learn to tighten the body at will. So, for instance, if you are throwing a punch, and of course we're using a punch because it's kind of a martial arts concept, but you could really almost use this in any concept, is as you're throwing the punch, the whole arm could be loose. But as you hit the target, whatever that target might be, you tighten the fist. And by doing these types of exercises, it's going to allow you to tighten any part of your body for a second if you need to. This also relates to something that a lot of people talk about. They call it iron body. And these exercises are going to start to teach you how to toughen your body so that you can take strikes. As you get the ability to be able to tighten a specific muscle area individually, if somebody were to throw a punch on your shoulder, you could tighten a shoulder and then let it go. So it would be tightened and then let go. So it wouldn't be a constant constriction state. Again, this is a very tough concept to understand, and it's a tough concept to really get down. It's going to take you a while to really get used to tightening and relaxing the body. Obviously, when we talk about the tension exercises, you're going to be doing a lot of tensing and tightening the muscles. Okay, when you're doing the relaxation, the lying down, we're going to be doing the exact opposite. What we're going to be doing is, again, yin and yang. This is more of a yang exercise. You're tensing the muscles. If you are a martial artist and you're starting to spar, you're going to want to start to experiment with using the tension in your sparring, which means as you're throwing the punches out, or if somebody's punching you, you want to start to learn how to tense an area, tensing the gut. Obviously, tensing the gut is a natural reaction if you're in any kind of sparring. Every time somebody throws a punch at your gut, you would tighten it so that you don't get the wind knocked out of you. Well, the same thing is true with all of the other muscles in your body. You're going to want to get to the point where you can actually tighten them whenever you want. Of course, surging the chi is what we talk about when we talk about taking a hanging object, like some wind chimes, and using this exercise in order to actually throw the chi. Now, when you're throwing the chi out in a surge, you're throwing it out in a circular pattern. You're rotating the body and you're circulating it as much as you can by moving the hips and taking the chi from the ground all the way up through the hand. And again, when you're doing the tension exercises, that's kind of the route that is. It's almost like you're lighting a fuse at your toe that's going up, and it's going out your palm or out your fist or whatever you're using in terms of actually chi manipulating or surging the chi out of that area. It could be a kick. You know, you're surging it out one side and you're shooting it out the other. That's the concept of using these types of tension exercises. Again, this is something that's going to take some time. The first couple times you do it, you're not going to be able to individualize each muscle. But as you do this exercise on an ongoing basis, you're going to find this to be an extremely good exercise, because it is going to teach you those factors as far as surging the chi, toughening your body in the event that you do get into an altercation, and also increasing your speed, which is all obviously going to help you in any type of athletic endeavor that you choose to do.